And we are waiting for the House of Representatives to vote later today on the Republican plan to repeal and replace much of the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. Legislators have been divided on it because of an amendment that allows states to waive Obamacare's mandatory insurance coverage for some people with pre-existing medical conditions. Congresswoman Linda Sanchez, a Democrat from California, spoke on the House floor this morning.
It takes real cojones to stand here and vote on a bill that they know provides nearly zero health care benefits for the American people. It takes real fortitude and conviction to stand up for a bill that cuts coverage for 24 million Americans, guts Medicaid, reduces the solvency of Medicare, and segregates the sickest.
Well, I spoke earlier today by Skype with Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, and I asked her what brought her to vote yes on the bill.
Oh, well, I've been working through this process with my colleagues, making certain that we can all get to yes. And being on a committee of jurisdiction, we've been working since day one to make certain that the bill was in good shape. And as you recall, back in March, it came out of committee with all of us Republicans voting for this as it came out of committee. And then we've continued to work with those who had problems and issues and felt something needed to be addressed or changed to make certain that the bill was improved and that a majority is able to support the bill.
Shouldn't it get a score from the Congressional Budget Office, though, before you vote on it so you really know the effects of this bill?
What we do know is that the Congressional Budget Office does not utilize dynamic scoring. And when you look at policy changes as they applied to delivery of Medicaid services, when you look at the reduction and the removal of $1 trillion worth of taxes that are placed on health care components, what you know is that, yes, indeed, that is going to yield a savings. So we know that. I'm less concerned about having a CBO score every time we have an amendment added than I am of getting this process moving along so that the Senate can take up our bill and we can begin to get this law off the books. Healthcare, through the Obamacare exchanges, has become too expensive to use. Insurance is too expensive to buy. If we tend to those issues, we'll be able to get the cost of healthcare access down and increase the ability of individuals to access the care they need in the communities where they live.
But the last time around, the CBO said that millions of people would lose health coverage under the Republican plan. Are you assuming that that is still the case with the new plan?
CBO was wrong initially. They've been wrong all the way through the process on Obamacare. They thought at this point in time there would be upwards of 20 million people in the ACA healthcare exchanges. They were wrong on that. There are 9 million people in the ACA exchanges. They thought that there would be a majority of people who were buying the product without a subsidy. They were wrong on that. Their new numbers are based on their old numbers, which were flawed from the beginning and are still flawed today.
What about people with pre-existing conditions? This has been a big sticking point in this bill. And what the bill does is it allows states to get waivers and get out of the requirement that they cover people at the same price for with people who have pre-existing conditions. Are you worried about that?
I think that what individuals need to realize is that the concept of providing insurance for those with pre-existing conditions is a concept that has grown through Republicans presenting the idea, growing the idea, fostering and nurturing it, and bringing it forward. It first came about in 2006. There was a bill by a congressman at that point from California, and he offered that as a bill in 2006 when we did Healthcare Week. It was again presented in 2009, and providing for pre-existing conditions is something that we have always seen as being a priority in the health insurance marketplace. So that is something we've worked hard to make certain there is a pathway for not only providing but strengthening that access.
But if this is a priority of Republicans, why not just leave it the way it is right now in Obamacare with pre-existing conditions being mandated
because
as part of the
much
coverage?
Of that, because the way that has affected the health insurance marketplace has caused the prices to escalate, and because there is an improved and preferred way to approach that so that the cost is going to be more affordable for those with pre-existing conditions and for the insurance marketplace.
Do you think Republicans have the votes today?
Yes, we do have the votes.
That's Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, a Republican from Tennessee, and a yes vote on the health care bill today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.